I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. This week, the Georgia Dignity Act went into effect for all women's prison facilities in the state. The bill guarantees women access to sanitary napkins and prohibits prisoners from being chained while giving birth. Until this week, Georgia was one of six states that still allowed shackling of women during labor and postpartum. Well, despite a statewide trend of counties closing polling locations, one in Metro Atlanta is adding them for next year's presidential election. From Forsyth County, GPB's Stephen Fowler explains why.
Forsyth is adding five polling places to keep up with explosive population growth and increasing voter turnout. Elections Director Mandy Smith told the Elections Board she does not have an exact estimate of how many registered voters the county will have by November 2020.
I think you can look at the statistics, though, and see that we are not plateauing at all. We are not slowing down at all.
Forsyth's voter rolls have seen a 60% increase since 2010. Since 2012, more than a third of Georgia's 159 counties have closed polling places. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cumming.
Legendary Atlanta blues musician Beverly Guitar Watkins died earlier this week. The 80-year-old told GPB's Two-Way Street in 2016 she got her first guitar at the age of 8.
And my Aunt Margaret, which is deceased now, she gave me a little old guitar called the Stella. I had no idea that that was a gift from God to me, you know, as playing the guitar.
Watkins performed with James Brown, Ray Charles, and Otis Redding, among others, during a career that spanned six decades. Well, a former Augusta convent could become Georgia's first peer support and mental health treatment center for first responders. The Hale Foundation, which presently operates a substance abuse treatment center for men in Augusta, proposed the idea several years ago, but encountered resistance from residents near the proposed facility. And in May of this year, the Augusta Commission failed to pass a zoning exception to allow it. Now, the Augusta Chronicle is reporting that a 2018 House bill, which provided $1.5 million to create the Governor's Office of Public Safety Support, combined with efforts from area law enforcement officers raising funds privately, could move the plan forward. A recent study showed that first responders are more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. Arthur Blank, co-founder of the Home Depot and owner of the Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United, is now the 13th richest sports owner, according to Forbes. Blank's is reportedly worth $5.5 billion. Los Angeles Clippers owner Steve Ballmer, who was former CEO of Microsoft, topped the list for the fifth straight year with a worth of just under $52 billion. And the Atlanta Braves pennant chase starts this evening when they take on the St. Louis Cardinals at SunTrust Park. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The Braves return to the National League Division Series looking to avenge their playoff woes. And they'll get to do so with the first pitch being thrown at 5:02 p.m. and Friday at 4:37 p.m., which I.J. Rosenberg with Score Atlanta says isn't the best situation for the team or fans.
In a city that has as much traffic as we do, combine that with the hot weather, you know, it doesn't make the most pleasant playoff experience for you if you're going to your first playoff game, you know, at a 5:00 first pitch.
The Braves have lost nine straight playoff series, with two of those losses coming at the hands of the Cardinals, most recently in 2012. In fact, they haven't made it past this round of the playoffs in 18 years. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.